T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eddie, it's a
Yes, sir.
This is an the injury list. We were just talking about this with Jim Colony. You look at the Pirates, the Steelers now, and even the Penguins. I can't remember a season where so many injuries have stacked up. The latest being Stephon Tuitt, who's out for the season with a pectoral injury. And add that to the list, including Ben Roethlisberger, your future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
Ed, how big is the loss of Stephon Tuitt?
It's big and it's not. And let me explain.
Okay.
That position is well stocked. Tyson Alualu, a top 10 pick by the Jaguars a number of years ago, is in his third season with the Steelers, and he is playing well. He has been their the backup to Cam Hayward and to Tuitt, and now he'll start. And they have Javon Hargrave, who a lot of people know as a nose tackle, but he's been playing a lot of defensive ends, and he also has really stepped up his game and is playing well. And when he plays end, if they're still in a base defense, they can use Daniel McCullers at nose tackle. So they have some options there, some decent ones. Surely Tuitt is one of their best defensive players. It was having a really good season. So in that sense, it is a big loss. But if you had to have it at a position, that's the position to do it.
Well, we know also that Jalen Samuels didn't play against Los Angeles. Don't know how extensive his injury is, but James Conner ended up coming out of that game. Hopefully, he'll be good to go when the Dolphins come a week from Monday night. But you've gone through this litany of injuries. Bottom line, though, is the Steelers went out west and won that game, which almost all the experts said they wouldn't do.
Including this expert, I did not think they were going to do that when you factored in everything, including a quarterback making his first start who had no pedigree whatsoever, as far as in the pros, wasn't drafted, wasn't even signed after the draft. He had to make it through a tryout. We're talking about Devlin Hodges, the Duck. And he did a nice job, and they did a nice job in building a game plan, and the defense played out of its mind, and that's what they're going to need as they try and get back into this thing, John and Larry.
Did Devlin Hodges create a quarterback quandary for the Steelers?
No. Mason Rudolph's the quarterback. Devlin did a nice job. The Steelers came out yesterday and announced he's still not out of a concussion protocol, but he'll be fine. They wouldn't have taken him to the West Coast and had him on the sideline if he was having problems still.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, he'll be cleared. He's practicing.
And they're going to play a team that hasn't won a football game, unless that changes this weekend, the Miami Dolphins. So let's assume for a moment, if we can, that the Steelers beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football next week.
Never look past an opponent, Larry.
A week from, they still have this bye weekend. And yes, you're right. No, absolutely. In the NFL, any team can beat any team on any given Sunday. On any given day. But, Ed, the Steelers, with the Browns losing, are still right in the conversation and in the mix if they can continue to stack wins.
Yeah, forget the Browns. because seriously. You get to play them twice again. They are not in first place. Baltimore's the team. I mean, you'll have your shot at the Browns, and you can determine that. But you only have one game left against Baltimore, and they've already beaten you. Plus, they have a 2-game lead. Now that can change in a hurry. If the Steelers beat the Dolphins and Baltimore loses this weekend, it'll only be a game. I think Baltimore has its bye the following week, but and then you know you can do something about it. But they losing to Baltimore was big. I mean, if they'd have won that, they'd be tied with them right now.
Man, I know, and it was so close. It looked like the Doc had him on the move in overtime, and then, yeah, of course the turnover was deadly. But they were good enough to beat Baltimore, even without Ben Roethlisberger and Mason Rudolph, well, which is...
Speaking of Ben, Ed, I wanted to ask you this question because it was obvious to everybody watching the game on Sunday. Why didn't Ben make the trip with the team?
Well, it was obvious because the announcers also made it obvious.
Yes, they did.
Okay, look. The guy... I hate flying to the West Coast, okay? And I don't have my arm in a sling. His arm is in a contraption, his right arm, where he can't, I don't think he can bend it. He just had surgery, and you want him to fly 5 hours to the West Coast, stand on the sidelines and do what? Show everybody he's pulling for the team, and then fly 5 hours back. Now, there was no sense in that. They didn't need him there. I was a little surprised Mason Rudolph was there.
Yeah, I was too. But I'm surprised they didn't, you know, the TV people didn't have Ben, you know how they do one of those satellite interviews real quick. I'm surprised they didn't have that with Ben. But it's amazing.
He doesn't want to.
But you know what's amazing is, as good as Ben is, and he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, I would guarantee that, two-time Super Bowl champ, that when you're not there, you still have to play the game. And you end up with a guy named Duck, who ends up winning the game and is the only starter since Ben was a rookie that started a game for the Steelers and won.
You know, somebody's missing the boat here, Larry and John, and if Myron Cope were still alive, I'm sure he'd be pushing this.
Which is?
The terrible Duck call. I mean, why isn't somebody marketing these things?
You mean everybody shows up with like a duck caller in the stands?
Yeah. Quack, quack, the terrible quack. Towel and the
That's
terrible
tremendous.
Duck call.
Eddie!
For the Monday night game against the Dolphins.
That's what a great idea.
We're going to get him a dick for $12.95. I looked it up.
We're going to steal that from you.
You can get him at Dick's. Of course, my luck, I'd go out, I'd buy one of those, I'd go to the game, and Mason Rudolph would start.
Well, they're
confiscated from you on the way in, maybe.
Well, oh, no, yeah, they're already set up for Rudolph as we get near Christmas. I'll just leave that one hang. All right, guys. Eddie, have a good bye week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.